Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday on this short July 4th week here. Nathan Zagura, Michael Ragai for another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Reg, how you doing today, brother?
Oh, good, Nathan. I hope you're well. I almost called you last night, after extra time. And
yes.
We'll get to that. But,
I could
feel your pain, my man, and I'm sure you'll share that with us today.
It was a tough one, obviously, the U.S. team. Now, to be fair about it, you watched the game, and it seemed like it was only a matter of time before the Belgian squad put a couple in the back of the net. What an unbelievable game by Tim Howard, the goalie of the United States men's national team, turning in basically the best performance in the history of the World Cup. More saves than any goalkeeper's ever had since they've been keeping track of that stat for about half of a century now. It was very unfortunate in my mind to see it go down that way. But listen, those guys on the Belgian side had so many chances, and I know Wondolowski did have that one opportunity. That's all
yes,
it takes.
He did. Yeah,
he had the one
yeah,
opportunity.
Yeah.
He missed it, and I don't know if you got a chance to see his tweet, but it was pretty – I felt really bad for him. You know, he went out there and basically said that he let his country down, and most of all, he let his teammates down. He's never going to forget that or forgive himself. Listen, it's a sport. The ball bounces that way sometimes. I think ultimately the U.S. team did a good job. I thought that when you watch the game, though, you got a sense that the right team advanced in terms of overall skill and just powerhouse nature of the offensive attack from Belgium.
Yeah, I think so. And as you and I talked about yesterday, I was so hoping that they could find a way, Nathan, not because of just for the sheer win aspect of it, but, you know, now this is exactly where 4 years ago that Team USA wound up, correct? They got knocked out in the first round, a knockout stage, I believe. So
Right. You're
always hoping that, you know, within that next 4 years that our country is able to take that next step, go a little bit further to a plateau that we hadn't been to. So now got to use the next four, and hopefully they can make that happen.
But we saw some nice young players out
there.
That's
right. Yep.
Yeah, Green scored on his first touch, which was very impressive. You had DeAndre on the outside, Yedlin, I believe, another young guy, 20-year-old. So I think there's some young guys there for the future, get some excitement for the men's national team. But, you know, what's amazing about soccer is that basically it could come down. The U.S., I thought, while they played their hearts out and played their butts off, it seemed that the Belgian team, and at one point I think the shots were 20 shots for Belgium, the 3 for the U.S., you know,
yeah,
and the U.S. still had a chance to take it.
Well, there's no question that the attack was carried by Belgium, and that's exactly what we spoke of yesterday, Nathan. And you're right, Tim Howard was just absolutely phenomenal in the cage. So a great story there for the United States. But a little bit disappointing, and yet, like you said, you look at their foundation, just like we talk about all the time about the Browns Foundation here, with a football team that is going to use their young core and go forward, hopefully to do big, big things.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we got to hope for there. Probably the biggest hot topic, though, in the other football world, the National Football League, as it were, is that Jimmy Graham ruled a tight end by the National Football League, lost his appeal to be called a wide receiver, which has big financial implications for him. And it's also had big financial implications for all future tight ends coming in, and certainly a guy like Jordan Cameron. Now, in my mind, when you look at Jordan Cameron, you look at the stats for him, last year he was split out into the slot 60.3% of his pass routes. That put him in the top 10 in the NFL among starting tight ends. Jordan Reed, who was the tight end in Washington, only 35% of his routes came out of the slot. Now,
Right. From
watching practice, though, we're going to see Cameron in the slot a lot, but maybe not as much as we did last season. tight ends are tight ends. That's the way it goes, because I'll tell you what, you never see Josh Gordon line up in line. You never see Andrew Hawkins line up in line as a tight end. That's the position. I think the NFL got it right. Now, I do think that tight ends should be paid more than they are when they are game changers, the ilk of a Jimmy Graham, a Rob Gronkowski, a Tony Gonzalez before them, a Jordan Cameron. Those guys should be kind of considered in terms of their compensation hybrids, but you're going to need a group of those guys, Julius Thomas, at least five of them to be there so that the franchise tag then represents it for that position.
Oh, Nathan,
what in the world?
Listen to this. Listen to this extraordinary music. Nathan, we have the hotline absolutely buzzing today, my
what
man.
In the world? Is that the president? That guy, King, that's the president's music. My goodness.
Welcome, Mr. President.
The president of the Cleveland Browns, Alex Shiner, ladies and gentlemen.
Guys, it can only mean one of two things. One is it's Nathan's birthday on Friday.
Uh-huh.
The other is Nathan is now president of the Cleveland Browns.
And I don't think that that is the birthday gift, and I don't want that. I don't want that. You're the president of the Browns, sir.
Hey, Nathan, only you could have a birthday episode when it's not your birthday, because you're going to be out of the office on
no,
your
there's
birthday.
No, there's no show on my birthday. Fourth of July, there's no show. Impossible for me to do a show.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I like it coming in right. I'm coming in hot from the West Coast, ladies and gentlemen. The president, how's everything in California?
Everything's great. Incredible weather, spending a little time with my family before the season gets started.
It is very, very well deserved. Well, I appreciate very much you calling in today. I like that.
Do our listeners know about you? I figured we'd take a little time and find out more about you, Nathan. Do they know you're summa cum laude from Emory?
I don't know. I guess they would now. I don't know if they knew that before. I don't think we've ever gotten into that. We haven't gone. I haven't thrown out my resume to the peeps. As
Alec, we have had some of his fellow NFL Emory alums on the show this week.
Joel Corey, that's right. Yes,
they bonded big time. They were flying the Emory Eagles flag. Alec, you'll be happy to know, all week long here on the show.
That's right.
What did they say about him? What was he like in college?
Well, Joel Corey was there. Was a little bit before my time, so he wasn't there when I was there, but. You know, we're having a special edition of the Friday Forecast where my buddy the Kid will be on. The kid has been, you know, the Kid talks about me every now and then. Nobody's going to be as good for you as my dad, since my dad comes into the office, and he's coming into town, as a matter of fact, again for my birthday. But my father came into the office with Alec, and they had a good session bashing me for a few minutes. It was pretty great.
No, your dad said to me, I'll never forget, he said, I just never thought Nathan would accomplish anything. Which was nice.
It was. Well, you know what's nice about that, though?
That was great to hear from your dad.
But the truth of the matter is, you know, when you have low expectations like that, it's easy to exceed them.
It's funny. I saw Coach Pettine at practice the other day, and his dad was there.
Uh-huh.
I said, how's it going with your dad? And he said, other than I'm doing everything wrong.
Perfect. That's just kind of the nature of the beast, isn't it? Isn't that the father said nature of the beast? Yeah, no question about it. Yeah, but he's coming in with his girlfriend Sue. They are flying in, so we're gonna have lots of obscene amounts of meats, as the Shiners like to call it, when they see a Zagura carnivore session in action.
It's unbelievable.
What have you been getting into in California? Have you gone into to L.A.?
No, we stayed away from L.A. We've really just been at the pool, at the beach, just relaxing, really just spending as much time with my kids as I can, because I know once the season starts, it takes away the weekends and training camp, really just focusing on my kids.
And that's why you are such a fine man, sir.
Being a good dad.
That's right.
That's
I was surprised.
It, Alec.
I was, you know, the picture that was posted with Justin Bieber and Floyd Money Mayweather and, of course, Johnny Football and Tyrese, I kept trying to zoom out. I thought you were I saw somebody look a little bit like you on the outside, so I wanted to see if you were in Hollywood maybe hanging out.
You thought I'd be like the fifth Beatle?
You'd be like the well, you'd be the first Beatle, but yes.
No, I avoided that.
You avoided? All right, good.
I finished Collision Low Crossers, though.
How good is that? And, folks, everybody, I've been recommending this book since the second I got my hands on it. Got it in the hands of our president as well. If you want to learn about the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, you enjoy reading, even if you don't, you like football, there's no better book for you to read than Collision Low Crossers. You can get it right now, obviously, and you can download it right to your iPad. That's what I did every time I fly, read it. Great book. You get to see the humorous side, the very intellectual side of Mike Pettine, which was kind of highlighted in Greg Bedard's article on Monday Morning Quarterback. This is a very smart, very football, intellectually driven type of a guy.
I'm waiting for Vic to write a book like that about me.
I think it's coming. Listen, when you and Mr. Haslam and Ray Farmer and Coach Pettine preside over the turnaround in Cleveland that we all hope and expect to come, there will have to be books written, and that it happens to be the notorious VIC specialty. He's written one for Gruden. Why not you?
Exactly. Well, listen, happy birthday, Nathan.
I very much appreciate it. I very much appreciate the call. And that was for a person who doesn't like the WWE or wrestling. That was a very wrestling-like entrance you made there. Your music hits out of nowhere. All eyes go to the entrance ramp, and out comes the president. I love it.
Yeah, I'm wearing my wrestling outfit as we speak.
It is similar to a swimsuit in some countries, especially in Europe.
Neon colors, I hope, Alec.
Yes. Neon green, Borat-like.
All right, guys. Well, thank you, Mike. Have a good July 4th.
Thanks a lot, Alec. Great to hear from you, as always.
And Nathan, we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you very much. The present. How about that, Reg?
That's pretty strong.
That is strong. My goodness.
That's how you roll. That's how you pull it in.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Apparently so. Yes. Well, this is, you know, not only a very exciting, you know, week for me because it is my birthday on Friday, but, you know, starting July the 21st, I will be full-time with the Cleveland Browns, getting my hands in as much as I can. So hopefully you guys have enjoyed me on CBD. I'll be here on CBD. Lots of TV stuff, lots of web stuff. I know, Reg, you and I will be working together post-game, pre-game. We'll be doing a lot of stuff,
yeah.
And I'm very excited. And the man who just called up, Alex Shiner, is really probably the main reason that this is all happening for me and that I ended up in this position and this opportunity. And I couldn't be more grateful to him or more excited about this all kind of coming together.
Yeah, congratulations. And it gives you an opportunity to do all of that right here from the home base,
that's
too,
right? Man.
That's
exactly.
The extra added caveat for you.
It is. It is nice and something the family has not gone unnoticed on the home front. So it's very good. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Wow, how about that? Gibbs, look at you over there, man.
Yeah, that's the guy that you need to really prop up.
No
yeah.
names, please, Gibbs, my friends.
Gibbs made it happen.
The best in the business there. That was I love that. I love that. Mitch, I'm like, what is going on right now? I don't even know what's going on right now.
Well, you know, it's a big week for you, man. You're turning a whopping 36 on Friday. Not 35 or 40. It's 36.
It's an absolute nothing.
It's a Festivus for the rest of us.
It is a Festivus. And, you know, it's the summer of George. What are you going to do?
Amen to that.
Amen to that. So, anyway, I don't even know where to go.
Why don't we take a break and come back and we can talk a little bit more about Jimmy Graham.
Yeah, we can talk about Jimmy Graham, and we got to get into T.J. Ward a little bit as well. You know, I like T.J. a lot. I was always a TJ guy while he was here. Talked to him quite a bit, get pretty close to on a daily basis. So, let's discuss TJ a little bit now that he's a Denver Bronco, Nathan.
And certainly shall.
And, guys, obviously the big one today, 215.
Buck Wild Billy Wynn from Vegas, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm talking about.
Nothing better to send you into your holiday weekend than
you've
a little Billy Wynn.
You've dubbed him Buck Wild, haven't you?
It is. Buck
Did he tell you to say, call me Buck Wild, Zagura?
No. So there was actually, when we had him on, it started off, we were looking, because he'd been on a couple times with us, and we love having Billy on, and the people really seem to enjoy Billy, and he's kind of become friend of the show. He's like, right now, that's our number one guy on the roster is Buck Wild Billy Wynn. And so he asked for, you know, we wanted to come up with a name for the segment, and Winsanity was winning for a long time, mm-hmm. and then somebody hit him up on Twitter with Buck Wild Billy Wynn, and he was like, that's it. We found it. So he let me know.
That's
let everybody know. And it was was awesome.
Very befitting of him.
Yes, it
I
is.
I really do.
And I think he's one of the great breakout guys right here.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, you talk about sixth-round value, right? Sixth-round guy that the Browns identified as someone they'd love to have as part of this core going forward. And I'd say that sixth-round choice has worked out very, very well for this organization.
No question. And I think that this particular defense is the one that is going to see the explosion, as you like to say, Reg,
yeah,
Buck Wild Billy Winn. I think he's going to be a big fit. I think he's going to be pushing for a starting job, and I won't be surprised if he is starting for this team and playing significant reps on that D-line. I expect a monster season Billy Winn.
Versatility the key for him. You just said it, Nathan, all up and down that D-line, because there's nothing, no spot there, no responsibility that he can't handle. He and a couple of the other fellas on that very deep defensive line as well.
Yeah, no question. I mean, that is when you look at one position group on this
team. Oh, that's
team,
the one.
It is the one.
Oh, that's unequivocally, that's the one.
Your guy, the big man, Phil Taylor. You've got Desmond Bryant. You've got Ataba Rubin. You've got our guy, Billy Winn. John Hughes. You've got our Monty Bryant. You've got Ishmaili Kitchen. And you've got the guy who I thought amongst all the undrafted free agent rookies who stood out like a man-child, number 91, Calvin Barnett from Oklahoma State, who is going to be a force to be reckoned with. That is the spot where this team is certainly in the best situation. Anyway, what a great start. The president of the Browns, Nathan Zagura, Michael Regeye here, having a good time on this Wednesday. Won't you join us? We'll talk anything you want, Browns. 216-578-0850. What do you think about Jimmy Graham being ruled a tight end? It is his position after all, folks. We'll talk about that and more right after this.